Good morning, everyone. It is a fantastic sunny Saturday morning today, which is a change for the rest of the week, because the rest of the week it's been quite frosty in the mornings, and we've had temperatures not down to zero, but certainly only just above. It's completely different this morning. Woken up, sunny morning, temperatures already in double figures. Looks like it's going to be a scorcher, which in some ways is good, in other ways is... No, in fact, in most ways is good, I think, today. I can think of having to go to the allotment and do some watering, but I don't think that's a big deal, because we've had some rain this week as well. So really probably what I need to water is just the stuff that's still under cover to protect it from the cold temperatures. I was thinking earlier in the week when I was in our potting shed that the potting shed was starting to look a bit like a jungle, because we've still got quite a lot of plants in there that we've brought in over the winter to protect them. Quite pleased we did, because obviously we had a really hard winter this year with a lot of snow coming down. But also we've got this year's tomato plants are already sort of starting to establish themselves and starting to become quite big plants. So it's actually getting reasonably difficult to move in there. What with all the plants that are ready to go in the garden, really, if, you know, the weather's now at a point where they're not going to get damaged by extreme cold temperatures anymore, then they're probably hardy enough to take slightly lower ones, but just haven't got round to moving them out yet, so we still need to do that. Hopefully get that done this weekend, I think, because otherwise I'll start to suffer, because it will get too hot in there. It's why we grow the tomatoes in there, because it's, although we call it a shed, it's got a perspex roof, so it acts a bit more like a greenhouse, and it's perfect for growing tomatoes and peppers and things like that, because the temperature comes up nice and high. So that's a job for the weekend. It's also, of course, cup final weekend, and my local team, Portsmouth, are playing. I have to say, I'm not convinced they're going to beat Chelsea, but I think that's one of the things about the FA Cup. It always turns up surprises right from the get-go to the final whistle of the cup final, so we'll wait and see. It's also the Monaco Grand Prix this weekend, so I should be watching qualifying and the race tomorrow. But I've also got quite a lot to do on the allotment. It's weeds are really starting to grow now, so a lot of weeding's needed just to keep on top of what's there, and also a lot of the seeds that I've sown are starting to germinate, so need to keep an eye on those. But I shall do another allotment update later when I'm actually down there. But for the time being, I hope you're going to have a good weekend. You've got some plans for doing some good things, and, you know, probably some chores as well, because that's what the weekend's for in a way, isn't it? And I'll speak to you soon. Take care now. Bye-bye.